Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Lamed Beis in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. It's a 685th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to discuss the brachos that appear in the tefillah of Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, and we are going to have some of the halachos that relate to tefillas Rosh Hashanah, as well as the tekios during the Musaf. And on Amud Beis, we will have quite a bit of sources in both Tanakh and in Agadah for the different psukim that are said during the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. So let's Beis Hashem begin the top line, Lam Beis Amud Aleph, Zok Tehillah Mishnah. Say the brachos. The order of the brachos are as follows. Omer Avos, Ugvuros, Ukedushas Hashem. First, we have the standard three that we have in every tefillah. V'koylel Malchios Imahem. According to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri that we're about to get to, is included in the bracha of Kiddush Hashem are the statements of the kingship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a very central motif of the Rosh Hashanah davening, as we will bring out in the Gemara. Ve'ena tokeya, and during that bracha there is no blowing. Kedushas Hayom, then there's the bracha that describes the Kedushas Hayom, which in the case of Rosh Hashanah is Mikadesh Yisrael V'yom HaZikaron. So then the Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, then you blow. So you have Kedushas Hayom V'tokeya. Zichronos is the reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembering all of our deeds. V'tokeya, and then there is a blast. There are blasts. Shofros V'tokeya. Then also there's a set of psukim that refer to shofar and the power of the shofar. V'tokeya. V'omer Avoda Vodo Birkas Kohanim. And then Avoda Modim and Birkas Kohanim. I've heard from Rav Parnas that it's interesting that there are many places in Chazal that the tefillah is concluded in the Lashon of Chazal with Birkas Kohanim, not the bracha of Sim Shalom. We also say Sim Shalom. Rav Parnas wanted to argue that really the tefillah ends with the Birkas of Shemona Esrei, is really with the Birkas Choda combined with the Birkas Kohanim. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. These are the opinions of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. The opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Amalei Rabbi Akiva, im eina tekele malchios, lama hu maskir. If they don't blow, as Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri had said, by the brachos of malchios, then why is malchios altogether mentioned? Ella oimer avos ugvuros ukedushas Hashem, v'kolo malchios im kedushas hayom. The argument of Rabbi Akiva is you put malchios with kedushas hayom, v'tokeya. And then they're blasts, Zichronos V'tokeya, Shofros V'tokeya. V'omer Avod Avodo U'Birkas Kohanim. The Gemara immediately mentions that Rabbi Akiva's question is not entirely clear to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, Im eina tokeya l'malchius, lomu mazkir. If you're not going to blow for the malchius, so then Rabbi Akiva had argued, why mention it all? Asks the Gemara, what type of question is that? Gemara asks a question on the question. Lomu mazkir? Rachman Amar Yitker. We know that there is a chiyuv to mention the psukim. Now, we say we know, even though the Gemara has not yet mentioned it. So Rashi tells us, don't worry, we're going to get to the source of where we say psukim Amalchias, Echonos, and Shofros. Elolama Eser. Why is it that you have 10 psukim? Lema Teisha. You should say 9. The whole of Ishtini. Ishtini, Rabbi Akiva is asking, once the halacha is that it's different, that you don't do the blast, so why is it that you have the same amount of psukim when it comes to malchios like zichronos? At the end of the day, if it's different, because you don't blow, so then it shouldn't follow the same rules as well. That was Rabbi Akiva's argument. In other words, Rabbi Akiva is also arguing in the opposite direction, and that is that if it's going to be different in that there isn't going to be blasts, we're not going to blow the shofar, then it should have also been different, that the whole structure of the bracha should be different. The fact that it's uniform seems to indicate that you would also blow shofar during that period of time. Mark continues 7 lines in Alam Beis Amanal, Tanur Rabbanu Menayin Shem, Avos. What's the source that we say the bracha of Avos? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Tilim, Havu Lashem B'nei Elim. Elim are one of the strong rams, or one of the most powerful wild animals from the perspective of Chazal. And Rabbeinu Chananel says that being B'nai Elim refers to being the sons of Gedolim. So Havol Hashem B'nai Elim, that one should give honor as being B'nai Elim. In other words, we're riding on the shoulders of giants. U'minayin Shamrim Gevuras. And what's the source that we speak about the Gevura Hashem? Shenemar, the next part of that Pasuk in Tehillim Chavtes, Havol Hashem Gevavos. Give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu vis-a-vis his oaths, his strength. That's Gevuras. U'minayin Shamrim Kedushas. And what about the aspect of holiness? Shenemar Havol Hashem Kevod Shemo Shachu Hashem Bahadras Kodesh. That we want to bow to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his holy land. Of course, refers to the Har HaBayis as well, but also refers to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is surrounded by Kedusha, hence the emphasis of Kedusha. U'minayin Shomer Malchus Zichronos V'Shofros. And how do we know the requirement to recite Psukim Malchus Zichronos and Shofros and to internalize those Psukim? Rabbi Lazar Amir Dechsiv Shabbason Zichron Trua Mikroi Kodesh. So if you take apart that Pasuk in Parshas Emor, so Shabbason, to rest, that's referring to Zekdusha Sayom. Zikaron Elu Zichronos is to remember the remembrances of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Trua Elu Shofros, Mikra Kodesh, Kachu Be'asiyos Melach. And the Pasuk concludes Mikra Kodesh, that's to add the part of Messiah of resting from work. Sanctify it by resting from work. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Mipnei Malo Nemar Shabboson. Why did we not understand that when we were analyzing the Pasuk right above of Shabboson, we understood the Shabboson as referring to the reference to Kedusha Sayom? Why would we not say Shvus? That's referring to resting. Shabbo Pasach HaKosav, because that's actually how the Pasuk began. Shabbo Pasach HaKosav Tchila. The Pasuk started with Shabboson, which seems to indicate rest, not necessarily a reference to the bracha of Kedusha. Ela Shabboson Katsheu Basiyas Melacha. Rather, Shabboson does not refer to the bracha of Kedusha Seyom, but rather it refers to resting from work. Zikaron Elu Zichronos, True Elu Shofros, Mikra Kodesh Zil Kedusha Seyom. So there's no machlokis that you need all three of these things. The question is, how do you stick it back into the Pasuk in Parshas Emor? Marketing is Menayin Shomer Malchias. What's the source that we're supposed to refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kinship? Tanya Rebbe Oimet, Rebbe taught us, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. The Pasuk says, at the end of the parasha of Lechet Shechopeya, that I am Hashem your God. And immediately afterwards it says, Uvachodesh HaShvi'i Zumalchus. So it wants to connect the awareness of Ani Hashem Elokeichem with Vachodesh HaShvi'i, which is Rosh Hashanah, and that's in reference, and that refers to Malchus. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Amein Etzarech. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says you don't need that. Harei Weimer, V'ayu Lechem Lezikaron Lefnei Elokeichem. She'ein Tam Lomar Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Ma Tam Lomar Ani Hashem Elokeichem. What's the Pasuk Ani Hashem Elokeichem telling us? Zebona Av Lechol Malkum Shnemer Bo Zichronos Yu Malchios Imohem. Ani Hashem Elokeichem is coming to connect the Zikaron Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. What Zikaron Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem are we talking about? So we've actually switched to the Pasuk in Parshas Baloscha. We just read it this past week in regards to the Shofros that were blown. More specifically, the Chatzotzros, Uskatim B'Chatzotzros. We had a discussion in our Gemara whether the Chatzotzros are also Shofros. Uskatim B'Chatzotzros al Osechem al Zivchei Shalmechem V'ayu Lachem Lizikaron Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So that's what we're referring to over here. Ani Hashem Elokeichem is a bona av l'chol makom, shenemar bo zichronos. Whenever you have zichronos, you malchios imam. Whenever you speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power of remembrance, you'll also speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kingdom. Ve'eichan amna l'kedushas hayom. So where now do we have the appropriate placement for the bracha of Kedushas hayom? Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Ima Malchios Amr. Rebbe says it's put together with the sets of Malchios. Mamatzinu b'chol makom b'ruvias. Just like in general, the fourth bracha, like for example on Shabbos, after we have the first three brachos, the fourth of the bracha on Mekadosh Shabbos, so too, Malchios, which is the first set of psukim, so that's going to be the fourth bracha, that includes Kedusha Siyom. Shim Gamaliel Omer Ima Zichroinus. Shim Gamliel says it goes with Zichronos. Omra Mamatzinu b'chol makom be'emtza, afkan be'emtza. On Shabbos, there are seven brachos, and the Kedushas Hayom is in the middle. So the argument being that Zichronos, number-wise, comes out to be the middle. So that's where you would have the bracha of Kedushas Hayom. Gemara continues, Shekidshu Bezdin Es Hashana Be'usha, and when they sanctify the new moon in Usha, Yar Rabbi Yochanan Ben Brok Lefnei Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel, Va'asak Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri. He followed the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri, of our Mishnah, where Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri said that you don't blow during the Malchios. Amar Rabbi Shimon, but Amar Lo Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon was Moche, he protested, Lo Yunogin came B'Yavneh. That's not what we did in Yavneh. And of course, Rosh Hashanah generally is 2 days. L'yom HaSheni, on the second day, Yorid Rabbi Chanina, B'noshe Rabbi Yossi Aglili, V'asaka Rabbi Akiva. He did like Rabbi Akiva, who argued that you blow a Malchus as well. I'm Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, Kacha Yunogin B'Yavneh. That was what they did in Yavneh. That's the way to do it, that they blew also by Malchus. L'memra. What it seems is that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was following Rabbi Akiva. Va'amar Rabbi Akiva, but then Rabbi Akiva teach something else. Malchios in Kedushas Hayom. Amar Luhu. That Malchios is said with Kedushas Hayom. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel disagrees. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, I'm a Kedushas Hayom Mazichronos. That was the discussion that we had above between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, whether Kedushas Hayom was put in the Bracha of Zichronos, or it's put with Malchios. On the one hand, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says he's following Rabbi Akiva, that he blows during Malchios, which is correct. That's the position of Rabbi Akiva in our mission on the first wide line. However, it doesn't seem to fit with the next part, and that is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who disagreed with Rabbi Akiva about where you put Kedushas Hayom. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Lomar, Shetolkin L'machlios, L'yom HaSheni. When did Rabbi Shimon Gamliel say he was following with Rabbi Akiva, the position of Rabbi Akiva? That was in regards to whether we blow during the Bracha Malchios. However, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel did not accept the other part of Rabbi Akiva, and that is that he did not accept Rabbi Akiva's position that we put the Kedushas Hayom with the Malchios, the Bracha of Mekadesh Yisrael V'yom HaZikaron. Rather, he held, as we have it, Mekadesh Yisrael is connected to the Zichronos, but even not exactly, of course, the way we do it either, because we have all three brachos as separate. But again, the machlok is being, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, when you make the bracha of Zichronos, you make the bracha of Kedushas Hayom, Mekadesh Yisrael, with the Zichronos, while Rabbi Akiva says you do it with the Malchios, the bracha of Mekadesh Yisrael, and both agree that you blow both in the Malchios as well as in Zichronos and Shofros. Yard Rabbi Chanina. L'yom HaSheni Yard Rabbi Chanina. On the second day we learned, Rabbi Chanina went down. The expression to go down appears in Brachos. Rashi explains over here that there's a mitzvah for the Shliach Tzibur to daven in a low place. There are a few shuls, I think I saw in Rabbi Heinemann's shul in Baltimore, that they actually hollow out an area of the floor of the shul, and they make the area lower where the chazan davens. So, Yom HaSheni Yorid Rabbi Chanina, the Gemara asks, Mai Shneimi, what does it mean on the second day? Ilem Yom Tov Sheni, if we're going to say that there was 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Lim Emra Debrua La'elul, are we going to say that they made Elul 30 days? V'amar Rabbi Chanina Bar Kahana, Mimos Ezra Eilich Lo Matzino Elul Me'umar. They didn't make Elul 30 days, and therefore, in Eretz Yisrael at that time, they did not have Rosh Hashanah for 2 days. And the Rashash and other explain that in this period, after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, so then they did not have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Amar Rav Chisda, my Sheni, Liyom Sheni, Lashana Haba. Here it doesn't mean the second day of Rosh Hashanah, but it means that it was the next year. It's a little bit of a chidush in the Lashon, but that's how the Gemara needs to be madchik, because that was a period of time where they only had 1 day of Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah continues, 12, 13 lines from the bottom, Malam Beza Manalf, Ein Pochsim Me'asara, Malchios, Me'asara Zichronos, Me'asara Shofars. There are 10 psukim that are said, each one with the theme of Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Amar, Im Amar Gimel, Gimel Mikulan Yatzel. technically, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, all you need to do is have three of each of those psukim, and that's enough. The Gemara now analyzes these 10 psukim. Hani asar malchios kenegin mi. Who do these 10 psukim of malchios correspond to? Amar Rabbi Levi, kenegin asar hilulim shamar David b'sefer tehillim. Corresponds to the 10 praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that David says in Sefer Tehillim. Now those who are familiar with the basics of Tehillim know that there are many, many more than 10. Fine, it corresponds to the 10 Hallels, but there are more than 10 Halukas in Tehillim. Asks the Gemara, Hilulim Tuvahavu. There are many times the Hallels mentioned, not just 10, that could become the source for the Malchus. Answers the Gemara, Hanech Tichsiv Buhu Halu B'teka Shofar. No, it's referring specifically to Tehillim Kuf Nun. And that is what is said in Psukei Dezimra every morning. Halu B'teka Shofar, Halu B'nevo V'chinar. There are 10 Haluhus. Rav Yosef Amar Kinegad Asara Dibras. Rav Yosef says it corresponds to the 10 commandments. Shenemer L'Lamosh M'Sinai. Rav Yochanan Amar Kinegad Asara Ma'amoros. Shenivra Bohen. There were 10 statements of Vayomer that are mentioned in Bereshis in which the world was created. The Gemara now begins to count. So the Gemara says, Hainu Vayomer, the Bereshis, Tes Havi. The Vayomers in Bereshis are 9. Answers the Gemara, Bereshis Nami Maimer, who Bereshis is also considered Amira, Dichsiv. B'dvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu, the Pasuk in Tehillim, says, by the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the heavens were made. The Mishnah told us, we continue 8 lines from the bottom, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Amar Shalosh Shalosh Mikulon Yotze, if he says 3 brachas at a time, he's going to be Yotze. Ibailu the Gemara has the following Shaila, Hechi Ketani. It's really not clear what exactly Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri was referring to when he says 3. Are we saying Shalosh min haTorah, Shalosh min haAvim, Shalosh min haKesuvim, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri is saying you don't have to say 10. All you need to do is say 3 from Torah, 3 from Neviim, 3 from Ksuvim. And therefore, the only machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri and the Tanakama is whether there's 10 of Malchios or 9 of Malchios, the Havitesha, Vika Beinayu Chada, and the only difference between them is 1. Odilma, or was Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri's Kavana, Echa min haTorah, Vechan min haAvim, Vechan min Ksuvim, the Havilu Shalosh. Then it would be referring to 3. Vika beinayu tuva, and then there would be a significant difference. The Tanakam be saying that you say 10 psukim, or Yochanan ben Uri saying you say 3 psukim. So that's the Gemara. Shaila Tashma. Gemara continues 6 lines from the bottom. Alam beza manaf desayim. We learn in Brisa impulse me'asara malchios me'asara zechronos me'asara shofas v'im amar sheva mikulan yatsa. So lichatchil is supposed to say 10, and we learned above that they correspond to many different profound things. This, of course, begs a lot of the Torah's Hanister, Torah's Apnimius, Torah's of Kabbalah, to explain exactly what do these things exactly mean, that each pasuk corresponds to one of the Aseres Adibros, or corresponds to the Maimer, Shemaim, Va'aretz. There is, of course, a lot that is beneath the surface over here. And we learned that you're not supposed to have less than 10 for Malchios. Me'asara Zichronos, Me'asara Shofas. V'imamar Sheva Mikulam, we learned, Yatza, what does that correspond to? The 7? Keneged Shiva Rekiim. It corresponds to the 7 firmaments in the heavens, the 7 heavens. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, Omer, Hapoches El Yifchos Misheva. V'imamar Shalosh Mikulan Yatza. If he says 3, Mikulan. If he says from each Seder, that's what Kulan is. From each one of the Seder Sedarim, he says 3, not 9. So he's going to be Yotza. So what do we see there? Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri would say that Bidyeved, 3 would also be acceptable. 3 of Malchios, 3 of Zichronos, 3 of Shofros. Keneged Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim. And that corresponds to Tanakh. Va'amrila keneged Kohanim Levi'im Yisraelim. And some say it corresponds to Kohanim Levi'im Yisraelim. Amar Rav Huna Amar Shmuel, Lachka Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. It is interesting that this Gemara repeats itself in Maseches Megillah for other halachos, where the Gemara corresponds, uses the same parallels of 3, Tanakh Nevi'im Ksuvim, and Kohanim Levi'im Yisraelim, Megillah Chaf Aleph Amabez, in regards to the minimal amount of psukim that one needs for Aliyah, the minimal amount of psukim for Kriyas HaTorah being 10, which the Gemara also there mentions corresponds to the Asara Ma'amoros, or the Aseres Hadibros. Bottom line is, the Gemara concludes, for the halacha, Amravun Amr Shmuel, halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, we follow the shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. We now continue on the bottom Mishnah. Ein maskirin malchus zechronos v'shofaros shel peronos. We don't mention malchus zechronos or shofaros when they're talking about sad things or tragic things. Maschil b'torah u'mashal minavu. We start first with Torah, then we go to Navi. Rabbi Yossi Omer im hishlam b'torah yatsa. Rabbi Yossi says if you conclude with Torah, that would be okay. In other words, if you say three psukim from Torah, three from Nevi'im, three from Ksuvim, and then the last one is from Torah, then that would be acceptable as well. We look, go to Amabez, giving us the background in the psukim from for our Mishnah, Malchios. What are examples of psukim of Malchios? Kigon, we quote a pasuk in Yecheskel, Chai, Oni, no Mashem, Elokim, Im, Lo Biyad Chazok, Uzrayim, Etuya, Uve, So this is an example, a negative example. This is an example of psukim that we would not say for Malchios. Why? Because even though we mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kingship, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving punishment, and that we don't evoke on Rosh Hashanah. Mark continues 3 lines from the top. V'afagavdam Rav Nachman, kol ki ayrischa lirtach kudsha brichu alon, v'fri konin. And even though Rav Nachman said an amazing expression, that halavai, we wish that Kadosh Baruch Hu would take out this anger and then ultimately redeem us. In other words, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would take out the anger, argues Rav Nachman, then ultimately Klal Yisrael would be redeemed. Nevertheless, the Gemara says we don't want to mention that in Rosh Hashanah. Kiven de berischa amar ad kure rischa berei shaita lo madkirinan. Even though Rav Nachman in a way is correct, but we don't want to mention the Kas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah. Another example of Zicharon Shel Pranios that we don't mention, Zicharon says the Gemara on the first medium-sized line on Lambezim and Aleph Kigon, Vayizker ki basar hema ruach holech v'lo yashov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered the frailty of man. So that also we don't mention either. Shofar, Kigon tiku shofar begiva, the pasuk in Hosea describes chatzotzra berama riu beis oven acharecha binyamin. This pasuk in Hosea has the Navi warning us of destruction coming to Eretz Yisrael, so that definitely we don't want to mention on Rosh Hashanah. Avon balomer malchus zikarim v'shofar shel prano shel ovdei kachavim, but you can say the Malchus, the Kronos, and Shafos for the retribution for idol worshippers. Oimer Malchus, for example, we say in Malchus, Kigon, Hashem, Melech, Yir, Gizu, Amin, Kigon. And we also can say, not that we do say, but we can say, Hashem, Melech, Olam, Void, Avdu, Goy, Me'artzai. Zikaron, Kigon, Zichar, Hashem, Levnei, Adam, Esiyom, Yerushalayim. Ha'imrim, Aru, Aru, Ada, Yisodba, according to the Gemara over here, is referring to the retribution of the Ovdei Kochavim, even though there it's discussing the retribution of Yerushalayim, but nevertheless, it's the payback for Ovdei Kochavim. Shofar Kigon, Vashem Elukim Bashofar Yisko V'holach, this we actually say in Rosh Hashanah Davening, V'holach B'Saras Teimon, Uksiv, and we also mention Hashem Tzivakos Yogen Aleihem, that Kadosh Baruch Hu will protect Klal Yisrael while giving retribution to the Ovdei Kochavim. Ein maskin zikaron shel yachid. We don't remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembering the individual. Vafilu letova. Even for the good, one could argue alpi machshava, because on Rosh Hashanah we're not davening as individuals, but we're davening as a nation, and even possibly more than that, we're davening for humanity at large. Hence, the personal components are not emphasized. Ein maskin zikaron shel yachid vafilu tuva, kigon zachreinu Hashem beratzon Birtzon amcha, ukigon, zachro li elokai litova, upikdonos harehin kizichronos, and also the word pikadon, lifkod, is also a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembering, kigon, as we read in Rosh Hashanah in the morning, vashem pakad esara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered Sara, kigon, pakod pakati eskam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered Klal Yisrael, and took them out of Mitzrayim, to Reb Yossi. Reb Yehuda disagrees. Reb Yehuda Amir Einan Kizichronos. He does not view them like Zichronos. Period. Continues the Gemara. Reb Yosef, Reb Yosef, Nami, Depiktonos, Harein Kizichronos. Vashem Pakas Sarah, Kadon the Yachidu. It's a remembrance of the individual. It's not an a remembrance of the Rabbim. So even if you're going to say that the Lashon Lefkod is a synonym with Zikaron, at the end of the day, Tzipikadun the Yachid, and we just got through saying that we don't emphasize the Yachid, but rather the Rabbim, answers the Gemara, Kimad Asu Rabbim Mina, since Klal Yisrael came from Sarah, Kirabim Damya, it's considered a reference to the Zikaron of the Rabbim. It's a beautiful thing, a very, very important thing for us to keep in mind, that even though we are individuals, we have the power, both in terms of raising families, and as well as hashpa, impact on others, to impact on the larger world. So therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered Sarah, he was actually remembering all of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara continues, Sharon Rashechem Yinasu Pischei Olam, V'yavo Melech HaKavod, Mizeh Melech HaKavod Hashem, Izu V'gibar Hashem, Gibar Milchama, Su Sharon Rashechem Yinasu Pischei Olam, V'yavo Melech HaKavod, Mizeh Melech HaKavod, Hashem Tzevakos, U'melech HaKavod Selah. So the psukim that we say when we put back the Torah during the week, Tehillim Chav Dalid, that has a reference to Malchios. And the Gemara now spells out how Rishona, the first part of the Pasuk, Shtayim, that has two references. Shnia, the second part, Shalosh, has three references. Let's count them out together. The Pasuk first says, V'yavo Melech HaKavod, and then it says, Mizeh Melech HaKavod. Shnia, the second part, Shalosh, has three. What's that? The first part of the second part is V'yavo Melech HaKavod. The second part is Mi'uzah Melech HaKavod. The third is Hashem Tzvakos U'melech HaKavod Selah. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. That's Rabbi Yossi's way of understanding the psukim. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda's understanding is Rishona Achas Shnia Shtayim. Rabbi Yehuda takes out Rashi, explains Mi'uzah Melech HaKavod, that question isn't a direct reference to Malchus. It's a question, so therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not counted. And the second part of the Pasuk has two and not three, because again, he takes out Mi'uzeh Melech HaKavod. The Gemara continues, Zamru Elokim Zameiru, Zamru Lemelkenu Zameiru, Kimela Kol Haaretz Elokim. We have another disagreement of how to read these psukim. So, according to Rabbi Yossi, Shtayim, Divrei Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, there are two references to the Malchios. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Achas. Rabbi Yehuda again disagrees, and he says that there aren't two, but rather they're one. Rabbi Yossi is saying that you count Zamru Lemalkeinu and Kimalach Kala Aretz. Rashi explains that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, that Malkeinu doesn't refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu ruling over the entire world. Again, once again, we're focusing that on Rosh Hashanah, the most important part being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ruling over the entire world. The Gemara continues, V'shavin, and both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi agree, B'malach Elokim al Goyim, Elokim Yashav al Kisei Kodesho, Shehi Achas, that pasuk is one reference. There's another discussion between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, and that is regards to Zikaron Sheyesh Bo Trua. If there's Zikaron that also has a mention of the blowing of Shofar, Kigon, as the pasuk in Vayikra says, Shabbos on Zichron Trua Mikra Kodesh, Omra, so here, Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion, you could say it, Ima Zichronos, V'omra Ima Shofros. You could say it either in the category of Zichronos or Shofros. That's Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Omra Ela Ima Zichronos Bilvad. You could only say it with Zichronos. Rashi argues because over here, the Trua is not the Lashon of blowing the Shofar, because there's no mention of the Shofar itself. So it's called a day of Trua, but needs to refer to the shofar itself, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Malchus Sheish Imo Trua. And then there is a pasuk that has the Malchus combined with Trua. Kigon Hashem Elokav Imo Usruas Melech Bo. Omra Ima Malchios. That could be said with the Malchios. Va'omra Ima Shofros, and could as well be said with the Shofros, Div Rabbi Yossi. That's Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, Ein omra elo im ha-malchios bilvad. It's only said with Malchios. This pasuk of Hashem Elokav imo sruas malach bo, because here the srua is reference to the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not the actual blowing. Srua shein imo klum. What happens if the pasuk makes reference of trua? Now this at the core gets at what the meaning of the word trua is, which could also refer to coronate, but if it just says trua, Kigon, Yom Tru Yilachem, Omer Ima Shofras, that could be said with Shofras to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eina Omer Kol Ikar. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't say it at all. It seems that Rabbi Yehuda is Lushitaso. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the word Trua doesn't necessarily refer to the act of blowing a shofar, but rather it refers to the coronation or the kingship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Lashon of the Gra, this comes from the quotings of the Gra in the Rosh Hashanah Machzor, the word Srua, Usrua hu kol simcha marbim, v'chevras mireyim, v'kasha yitnu rabam kolam b'simcha l'ashem, shuhu melech umanig. It's the joy and the expression of a populace coronating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it actually comes from the word simchas mireyus, the joy of friend of people together, accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu as their melech. There's a lot of profound ideas that are over here. The Gemara continues two lines into the wide Lamed Beis and Beis Maschil B'Toyra U'mashlim B'Navi Rabbi Yossi Omer Im Hishlim B'Toyra Yatza. So we learned that if a person is saying the 10 things, so 3 are Torah, 3 are Nevi'im, 3 are Ksuvim, and the Mishnah concludes according to the Tanakhama, you conclude the last one from Nevi'im, or Rabbi Yossi says you could do from Torah. Says the Gemara, Im Hishlim, the Lashon HaMishnah was, according to Rabbi Yossi, if you finish, Di'eved in L'chatchila lo, which is Mashmah, that B'di'eved, that would be acceptable, but L'chatchila not. Ask the Gemara, V'atanya, but didn't we learn a Brisa, Rabbi Yossi Omer, HaMashlim B'tar Reza Meshubach, that seems to be L'chatchila, because that's praiseworthy. Answers the Gemara, Eimam Mashlim, that you should amend our Mishnah and say not Im Hishlim, but Mashlim, that L'chatchila you're supposed to conclude this way. Asks the Gemara, V'ha Im Hishlim K'tani, it says if we finish this way, Di'eved in L'chatchila, Mashma that Di'eved yes, but L'chatchila not. So how do we reconcile it to? Answers the Gemara, Hachi Kamer, Maschil B'Torah, Mashlim B'Navi. You start with Torah and you complete with Navi. Reb Yossi Omer, Mashlim B'Torah, Im Hishlim B'Navi, Yatza. You're Mashlim with Torah, and if he happened to be Mashlim B'Navi, you'd be Yotze. Tani Nami Hachi, Amar Rebbe. Allah's Rebbe Yossi, Vasikin, the ancient people, in other words, the people who were the ones who continued the traditions appropriately, Hayimashim Osa B'Torah. They would conclude with the Torah. In other words, the last pasuk would be from Torah. Analyzes the Gemara. Bishlam is Chorus B'Shofar Sika Tuva. You could find a lot of references to Zichronos and Shofros in the Torah. Elamalchios Tlasu Dahavin. There are only 3 psukim of Malchios in the Torah. Elamalchios Tlas Havin. Which 3? The Gemara delineates them. Hashem Elokav Imo Suras Melchbo. Vayivi Shurim Melech. Which we have, of course, in Zos HaBracha. And Hashem Yimloch Lolam Voed. Vanan Bein Aneser Veleka. And we need 10. And you don't have it. In other words, we only have 3. But we said that the Anshei Vasikin would be Mashlim B'Torah, you need a 4th, and we can't find it. Amar Rav Huna, Tashma, come in here, what about this discussion? Shma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, how do you look at that pasuk? Malchus Divrei Reb Yossi, Reb Yehuda Omer Eina Malchus. So, first of all, according to Reb Yossi, the pasuk of Shma Yisrael serves as Malchus. Why? Because Kabbalah is all Malchus Shemayim. Rabbi Yehuda might argue that since there is no direct reference to Malchus in the Pasuk, it doesn't qualify. Similarly, the Gemara argues, V'yodata yom ha-shevos alavecha ki Hashem hu elukim einod, what we conclude in Aleinu from Sefer Devarim. Is there no greater expression of the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that ultimately Hashem is the only one and we are going to return to Him? This is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Amrei Malchus. Ata Reis Adas Ki Hashem Elokim Einod Milvadom Malchus. Divrei Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Amrei Malchus. So according to the opinions of Rabbi Yossi, then you're going to be able to finish the 10th bracha of Malchios with these psukim, and there isn't a problem, according to Rabbi Yossi, of finding other psukim of Malchios in the Torah. Aside from the above mentioned ones, Vayhi Vishurim Melech, Hashem Elokav Imo, and Hashem Yimloch, we also have Yodata Hayom Vashivosa, as well as Ata Reisa, and as well as the ultimate Pasuk, Shema Yisrael. Because today's daf was a long daf, we are going to conclude over here by the Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Beis and Beis, the Mishnah of Over Lefnei HaTeva. Beautiful, cool day here in Arzeinu HaKadosha. Unfortunately, the boys are returning already to Chutz Laaretz, and that means that's the end of the year Tiul, which I'm about to go on with my son Shlomo Zalman. I'm hoping we're going to be up north. We're going to be by the Kever of Shimon Bar Yochai. This yeshiva is making a siyum, and I'm hoping actually as well to be Messiah Rosh Hashanah. We'll see by the bus ride up there. We've only got, Bezer Hashem, a couple dafim to go to finish our Masechta. And I'm hoping that Bezer Hashem to post tomorrow's daf yomi. Of course, the recorder goes with us, like the daf goes with us when we go on the road. I hope I will find some internet zone to be able to upload tomorrow's daf. If I don't, I will be doing it Bezer Hashem late tomorrow, which means that tomorrow's daf will come up a little late. And Bezer Hashem, we've concluded daf lamed beis in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. I'm looking forward to being Mesayim Rosh Hashanah together and going on to Maseches Tainus.